Hello and welcome to the Small Fish Podcast. Something for you to listen to in the few minutes it takes to eat your breakfast, sit in traffic on your way to school, or to wash up after tea. You've ended primary and are about to start secondary school. Yes, it may feel like a bigger world you're going into, but it doesn't have to be a scary one. You will make some mistakes and get a few things wrong in the first few days of year 7, but that is why the Small Fish Podcast is here. And today is question 1. How do I get there? Arriving at school on time might take a bit of getting used to, especially if primary school has been close to your home. You might have to catch a bus for the first time with people that you don't know. Some schools send out all the information about buses to help you plan alternative routes too, but Abby came up with a really good idea.
During the summer holidays, try out the journey you will take to your new school. Take a friend with you if that helps, then you won't feel so worried on your first day. Work out how long it takes you to get ready in the morning and don't forget to have a good breakfast. Then work out what time you need to leave to walk, get in the car or be at the bus stop. Set your alarm, get up early so you have enough time to get everything ready.
I like that, Abby. Having a rehearsal so that everything feels familiar when you come to do it for real. And she made a good point about breakfast, which fuels up our bodies and minds for that journey and any lessons until morning break. Now, what about when you actually arrive in that building? What should you expect?
Hopefully you'll get a chance to look around your new school and spend a day with other new pupils, sometimes called a step up or a taster day. If you're able to go one of these, it'll help you feel more comfortable about where you start, but there'll be lots of signs and people to welcome you.
Feeling more confident about when we start. Thanks, Adam. Seeing the building, the classrooms, the library, the canteen, the playground, and where my locker is really helps me to feel at home. Lots of schools have virtual tours, and they always give out a map for your first day. Getting to your locker with your own key gives you that place to dump all those heavy bags, so that you can have a hands-free experience looking round and arriving on time for your first lesson. That sounds good to me. Now, before we wrap up session 1 today, each episode has a free takeaway. It's a task, it's not fish food, and your job is to plan your route, perhaps even test it out, or write a list of jobs, or draw them if you prefer, for that first morning when you wake up before you leave the house. Simple. And finally, what does the Bible say about going to new places? Well, Joshua was leading a group called the Israelites to a new land. He was standing at the water's edge with the Jordan River to cross. Now, Joshua felt afraid, a bit anxious, yet he was looking forward at the same time. A real mixed bunch of feelings, but he sensed God was saying this: I will not leave you. I will never leave you alone. So don't be afraid. The Lord your God will be with you everywhere you go. And that's what God wants you to know today. He's with you as you travel to school and find your way. So until next time, remember that you're never alone in the big pond, especially if you're a small fish. We'd love to hear what you think about the podcast, and you can join in the conversation on Facebook by searching The Small Fish Conversations and joining our group there. Thank you for listening, and please don't forget to share the podcast across your social media channels. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could give the show a rating or write us a review. This will help others to hear about the show and enable us to support more children who are facing the experience of life as small fish.